All week, the astronauts of the space shuttle Atlantis have been serenaded with music amid the stars sent up from Earth.
Rocket Man, I'm burning out of fuse, I'm here alone.
If you believed, they put a man on the moon.
Guys, wake up, and good luck on this, your last mission. Well done.
Good morning, Houston, and thank you for that message.
Elton John, Michael Stipe, and Paul McCartney recorded messages for the crew. Musical wake-up calls have been part of the shuttle program since it began 30 years ago. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, they're not the only way music has helped keep the shuttle aloft.
According to NASA, the tradition of waking astronauts up with music dates back at least as far as the Apollo program in the 1970s. For example, the crew of the capsule America woke up to this.
Singing good morning, America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son.
The choice of what to play on the space shuttle belongs to the CAPCOM, or capsule communicator, an astronaut on the ground in Houston.
A long time ago, we realized that if you could give the crew some great, familiar, energetic, rev-you-up kind of music in the morning, that's a good way to get going.
Astronaut Chris Hadfield says he and other CAPCOMs take that responsibility very seriously.
Sometimes we just choose it ourselves. Sometimes we ask the spouses, the husbands, and the wives of the astronauts. You try and choose something that is specific for that person.
Music also played an important role in the space program back on Earth. Former astronaut Brewster Shaw remembers when the shuttle fleet was grounded after the Challenger disaster in 1986.
Morale in the office, as you can imagine, was pretty low. We weren't flying, and we'd killed seven of our buddies, and people were struggling with the future. So somebody came up with an idea. Let's have a sock hop.
Shaw had played guitar in a band in college, and he knew a few other astronauts could play. So in June of 1987, the world's first and only all-astronaut band, Max Q, took the stage for the first time. Max Q has been performing ever since, whenever its astronaut members can find the time to rehearse. Founding members all retired years ago, but new astronauts stepped in to take their places. Brewster Shaw says he's not surprised that so many astronauts are also passable musicians.
You have people that are able to quickly pick up and accomplish tasks in areas totally outside their field of training. And those kind of people are very likely to have enjoyed music and been able to play something musical. And so you just recruit them into the band. There's not a lot of pressure in this band. It's pretty much you just have fun and do it. Nobody gives a damn whether you're any good or not because, you know, you're just a bunch of astronauts.
Not many people are likely to mistake Max Q for a touring rock band. The pleated pants are a dead giveaway. But there are some dedicated musicians in the bunch. A few have even brought their instruments with them into orbit. Guitarist and current Max Q member Chris Hadfield is one of them. He's looking forward to playing during his trip to the International Space Station next year.
It's busy, but there is some downtime, and there's evenings and mornings, and I'm definitely going to be taking that time to play the music, to sit and try and write. It's just such an inspirational and rare place for a human being to be in this early stage of space exploration, and I want to do my best to try and not just record it in pictures and words, but in music as well.
The space shuttle program may be coming to an end this week, but as long as there are astronauts and gigs to play, Hadfield says Max Q's mission will continue. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Yeah, we can. Morning Endeavor. That song was played for the entire crew and was performed by Max Q. It was selected by the Comtex and Mission Control.
You know, you can wake up to a news show, too. Good morning, Atlantis. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.